Before we go into God's Word here, let's take a moment of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful day that you've given us. The storms last night, it kind of looked dicey, but we've been given this beautiful day for the activities that are coming. We ask that you bless us and move your Spirit through us as we go into your Word, and that we may touch the hearts of those around us so they can learn more about you, Lord. And in everything, we just give you praise. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, good morning. As Pastor said, my name is Jeff. I am the youth director here at Rosedale. And let me just say, it's great to see all these kids with us today. We always love ministering to kids, let alone anybody. We like to see this building full. So today we are going to be reading out of 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verses 7 through 13. So if you have your Bibles with you, you please turn to that. All right, so kids, if you could have any one thing in the world and it would be given to you, what would you ask for? What would you ask for? Anything you want, it would be given to you. How about you? Anything you want. I heard somebody say a new car. That's a good one. What about you? What would you ask for? Luke, what would you ask for? A new car? You can't even drive yet. Ben, how about you? What would you ask for? Super strength. That's a good one. That's a good one. Tyler, how about you? Food. Yeah, I'm liking this guy. Yeah. To have fun. That's a good one. That's a good one. So would you ask for more money? More toys? A bigger house with a yard that you can play in. Those who know me know I dream of having a big house with a nice yard. Would you ask for wisdom and knowledge? Well, this is what Solomon did. And Solomon went down to be one of the smartest kings in history. So if you have your Bibles open, let's go ahead and read the passage. Okay. 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verses 7 through 13. That night, God appeared to Solomon and said to him, "Ask for whatever you want me to give you." Solomon answered God, "You have shown great kindness to David, my father, and have made me king in his place. Now, Lord God, let your promise to my father David be confirmed, for you have made me king over people who are as numerous as the dust of the earth. Give me wisdom and knowledge that I may lead this people. For who is able to govern this great people of yours?" God said to Solomon, "Since this is your heart's desire, and you have not asked for wealth, possessions, honor, nor the death of your enemies, and since you have not asked for a long life, but for wisdom and knowledge to govern my people over whom I have made you king, therefore wisdom and knowledge will be given you, and I will also give you wealth, possessions, and honor, such as no king who was before you have ever had, and none after you will have." Then Solomon went to Jerusalem from the high place of Gibeon, from before the tent of the meeting, and he reigned over Israel. Now at the time that Solomon became king, scholars generally think it was between the ages of 12 and 20. So, do I have any 12-year-olds out here today? 12-year-olds? We're talking physically. So I saw a couple hands out there. How would you like to know that one morning you are now president of the United States? You have no formal training. Bam, you're just now the leader of a country. Now, you are also given this opportunity to have one thing. I, like many people, would probably say, "Hey, yeah, more money, more power, peace for my people." But Solomon, he asked for the wisdom and the knowledge to be able to run the country. Something that our leaders need is knowledge and wisdom. And that goes from president all the way on down to those that are leading companies, corporations, and even softball and little leagues. They need knowledge and wisdom of the situation they're in order to be able to function for the good of everyone. So here it is. Between the ages of 12 and 20, Solomon is now king. At that time, Israel also had a lot of enemies, so it would have made sense for him to ask for all of the enemies to disappear. But no, once he asked for the knowledge and the wisdom. See, now, Solomon understood that education was very important, and that was the key to becoming one of the respected leaders. Sure, he could have had gathered an army and seized all the power he wanted like most kings did at that time. That would have just been another note in history. But he didn't do this because his heart was for the people. He wanted to lead the people properly. Solomon knew, again, that his education was the key to this success. Not only did he need to be educated, but he needed to know how to use that education. He also asked for wisdom, which is the deeper knowledge of the education he received, to be able to use it properly. We live in a day and age where knowledge is at our fingertips. Most of us, even kids nowadays, have a smartphone. You can pull up just about anything that you want to know. You have to check the sources, though, because not all the time this is right. That's where wisdom comes in. So you take all the knowledge you gain, learn how to use it properly. An example of this is, you know, some would say that I kind of like baseball. Just kind of. It's not a passion of mine, it's just a passing hobby. I won't say I have the best knowledge of baseball, but it's probably up there pretty decently. But if I use that knowledge of baseball in a chemistry lecture, I look like a fool. There's no wisdom behind me talking about throwing a fastball when we're learning about chemical reactions. Wisdom and knowledge are different. Knowledge is the accumulation of the facts that are out there. Wisdom is being able to use those facts properly in the right situation. When we go to school, our teachers try to teach us how to do both. They give us the facts that are out there. And then they try to teach us how to use those facts. Kids, your parents are the same way. They try to teach us things, and at times we don't listen. Trust me, I know this because I was a kid once too. But your parents are actually pretty smart. They know what they're talking about. You know why? Because they live through the situations that you are living through now. So when you listen to them, not only are they giving you knowledge, but they're giving you wisdom of the situation that you're in. You might want to listen to them the next time they say something. So Solomon knew it would take more than just the information that he had to be able to lead his people properly. He needed the help to be able to use all information to guide Israel through a very turbulent time. Back in those times, and even in times today, there are countries that want to eliminate other countries off the map. They have no problem going to war with people over anything. Solomon knew he needed to know how to lead his people in these turbulent times. Now, also, knowledge and wisdom are recurring themes in the Bible. So when we see something, as Pastor said, that shows up in the Bible time and time again, God's trying to tell us something. Hey, this is an important subject. Just to give you an idea of knowledge and wisdom, we have some things, a lot of it comes from Proverbs. A lot of them are was ones that Solomon actually wrote himself, because he came on to be a famous poet. He wrote many poems, he wrote many stories. Some of them end up in the Bible here, like this proverb. Proverbs 3:13. Blessed are those who find wisdom, those who gain understanding. See, Solomon knew that education is one of the most important things in the world. Having a heart for God, worshiping our God, is one of the highest commandments. It is the highest commandment. And then right under that, if you look in the New Testament, Jesus says he's loving your neighbor, which everybody is our neighbor. So it's God, neighbor, and then Solomon is putting education. Education, so you know how to love your neighbor properly. You can't just walk up to somebody, well, you can walk up to somebody and say, hey, I love you, but you need to have an understanding of that person too, or you won't be able to show them that love. We each have something different that we need to show love. So we see that God blessed Solomon after his request for knowledge and wisdom by providing him with more wealth, more property, with honor. Now, I'm not saying that God will definitely give us all those things as well. But if we pray for him for wisdom and understanding, you are going to see that you will be a little more relaxed. You'll be able to learn a little bit more. It gives you that moment when you're praying for him to intercede and help you understand the situation. However, if we forsake our education, things become harder to get by. I'm going to tell you a little story about myself here. When I was in high school, I was not the best student. I did just enough to get by. After I graduated, I learned how important that education that I missed out on was. Time and time again, I would go for job interviews, try for a promotion, and I would be told I did not have the right credentials. I did not have the knowledge for the position that they wanted. So I quickly learned that I needed to work hard at what I was doing, and that I would have to go to college to get an education to be able to fill what was needed in these positions. It was not an easy route. So that's why I'm asking that you please, please listen to your teachers. Don't forsake the education that you're receiving today. It may make things easier in the long run for you. Again, I can't guarantee it'll make the things easier for you, because this life is hard. We aren't guaranteed that things will ever be easy. But if you don't get your education, I can guarantee you that it'll get hard. Adults, I know I've been speaking to the kids here, but that goes for us as well. It's never, ever too late to receive education, especially with all the power we have at our hands today. Most of us have computers. Most of us have access to the internet. If not, there's generally a library in communities that you can go to, and you can check out books. You can get on the computers there. You can always increase your knowledge. And then talk to people that have that knowledge to be able to use it wisely. As well as we have a responsibility with our kids. Some of the things they learn in school, they're not going to be good at. Trust me, I was horrible at math. Still am. That's why my wife is a mathematician. But your kids are going to come to you, and they're going to ask about their assignments. Give them the best help you can. But if you don't know, it's also wise to say, hey, I'm sorry, I don't know this too, but I will help you find the answer. We have such a wide range of people in our communities that somebody out there is going to know how to fix the problem. I know my little niece here, Erin, she's good at math. So if she would ask me a math problem, I'm going to probably direct her to my wife. Now, if you have a history question, I'm your guy to come to. Kids, when your teachers are telling you something, listen. If you don't understand, it's okay to put your hand up and say, hey, I'm not getting this. Ask for more help, and I'm sure your teachers will be glad to help you. Miss Jess over here is a teacher, and I see her shaking her head yes. They want to make sure you're understanding what they are teaching. They want you to have the knowledge and the wisdom that they are giving out to you. At home, ask your parents. Again, like I said, the worst they can tell you is, hey, I don't know, but we will find the answer. Proverbs 22:6. Start children off in the way that they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it. As well, we have this as well from the Apostle Paul in Ephesians. Parents, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and the instruction of the Lord. We as adults have been called out to make sure we are teaching our children properly. Not only do we need to make sure they are getting their education, making sure they know how to use it, but we also are being called to make sure that our hearts are following the Lord. Make sure that the wisdom and knowledge that we are calling for is coming from the Lord. The Lord is in all things. I know there's people today that like to say science and religion are not compatible. Simply not true. Science and religion go hand in hand. We know that we were created, this world was created, but we don't know all the details of how it was. We have not been given that all-encompassing knowledge of how everything happened. That's where science comes in. Science shows us how things were made, how things came together. It opens us up to what a wonderful creation that God has made. So kids, I just gave the adults what our responsibilities are with you, how we need to help teach you. You guys have a responsibility as well. Paul draws from the Old Testament when he's writing his letter to Ephesians. He says, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. Now, we see that in the Old Testament also. Honor your father and mother. Honor your father and mother. But as Paul says, there is a condition with this. It says, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. So treat your parents with respect. Treat your teachers with respect. Treat adults with respect. Treat other children, other kids with respect. Help each other. Again, like I said, I was bad at math. But I'm sure there was somebody I could have gone to in my class and said, hey, will you help me? So help each other learn. It's not a contest to see who is the most brilliant. You guys need to work together as a community. Take your collective education and make this world a better place. As Pastor touched on, there is a lot of turmoil in today's world. As you see, us adults don't always get things right. So, it's because we have this want, and it's a sin, that we want to be better than everybody else. When we need to be working with each other, we need to be helping each other move forward into an era where we all are together peacefully working for the common good of man. We do this with the help of God, with the help of the Lord. We can pray to Him for the wisdom and the knowledge to continue helping each other and to learn what He wants us to learn. Help each other, pray for each other, grow in knowledge, grow in wisdom. and to steal from pastors that are getting ready to close. Just keep with me. That's what I wanted you to get today out of this message. Knowledge and wisdom are very, very important. They are some of the most important stuff that you can get. Love the Lord your God with all your heart. Love your neighbor. And please, please do not forsake your education. Your education will help take you far, will help pull you guys together, and help make this world a much better place. So shortly, I'm going to close in prayer here. But I got to ask a question now. If I go back to that one question that we had at the beginning, what would you ask for? Would wisdom and knowledge now be up on that list? I mean, it's still okay to say, you know, hey, I would like that new car. But when you pray for that, I can't guarantee that you're going to get that new car. If you pray for wisdom and knowledge, listen to what God is teaching you, and you will receive that wisdom and knowledge. If you guys will go ahead and bow your heads with me, we're going to close out in prayer here. Heavenly Father, we just thank you once again for bringing everybody into this church today for a moment of fellowship and community. We thank you for those that organized this event today, that for reaching out and giving backpacks and school supplies, because we do believe that education is highly important, and we would like to help in that education. We pray for the teachers this school year, as the students, some have already gone back to school, some go back very shortly. We pray that they will have the opportunity to reach these children with the education in the departments that they belong to. We pray for the students. We pray for each one of the students here and those that could not make it to us today, that they're able to learn the lessons and apply them properly, that they have a safe school year, that they grow in community with each other, because these kids are going to grow up together. We just ask that you continue to watch over them, continue to bless them. We pray over the school administrators who are going to have tough times this year, as students sometimes will be caught within the bullying principle. And we just ask that you step up and you help those that are bullied be able to heal and move on. And that you also minister to those who are bullying to show them the right way to go, and to step away from the path of violence and ridicule. We pray for the families and the parents, as we know that the education system can get pretty tough, and there will be times where there will be questions that we cannot answer, that you give us the wisdom and the knowledge to be able to direct to those people that can answer those questions for our children. We just pray over this day, as you have given us such a beautiful day. We ask that everybody be able to enjoy themselves in the games that we have, and that the food that we are bringing in is able to nourish the bodies and help people grow stronger in the world. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.